The Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
There's a garden. What a garden.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. That doesn't seem like an Irish drinking song, but, you know, we'll roll with it.
Wisconsin drinking song.
Oh, okay. Okay, I see what you did there. We'll take your phone calls, except for you, Bob, from Waukesha. What happened to your patience, man? I was getting to you next. Waukesha, you go to the top of the list at 844-967-2789. Otherwise, going up to AM 950 land. Tim from Minneapolis. You get Bob Slott. What do you got for us, Tim?
Well, thank you, Bob. I have an answer for your 495, 395.
Yeah, what is the answer?
It is a loop is an even 100. So 495, 695, 895, those are going to be loops. A 195 or a 395, an odd 100, is going to be a spur, a spoke of a wheel.
Hmm. So when they were on the 495, as I thought I had seen it reported, that was the outside loop.
Yes.
And now the 395 is a spoke into the city. Am I understanding that, Tim?
It can go out to the airport. It can go to another city. It's just a non-loop.
And what's the center hub? Is that DuPont Circle, or where's the center hub?
That's above my pay grade.
You know, I've only been to D.C. once, and I didn't do much driving. As I recall, we Ubered around that weekend and walked around with the masses, especially those at the Women's March, Tim. But, you know, I'm not a D.C. local. I think Joe Zepecki spent some time in D.C. I'll have to check with him as well. But, if you were living in D.C. right now and you had a big old convoy of goofball truckers clogging up the roads, honking at you as you're trying to commute home, would the bird be flying around your car, Tim?
You know, I call it a good day when I don't fly the bird before 9 a.m. So, I would be flying the bird.
And how's the traffic in the morning in Minneapolis? I haven't made that commute much either.
You know, we complain about it, but it's nothing compared to city standards.
Yeah. Well, I have the city of Madison, Wisconsin, where the Devil Radio World headquarters is. I'm at one of the main arterials. You know, I literally have traffic 10 feet from where I'm sitting here in the chair, and I watch it go by and I see it get clogged and jammed, you know, like corned beef through my arteries later tonight. It kind of plugs them up. But ultimately, Madison's not a bad commute either. You can get anywhere in this city door to door in half an hour. And pretty much most hours of the day, maybe excepting that 5 o'clock hour, but that's mostly because people are slowing down and listening to us, Tim.
Exactly. Or on their way to High Stand Park or Elver Park to play some frisbee golf.
Yeah, could be. I got frisbee golf in Middleton as well. Tim, appreciate you listening up in the cities, AM 950, where the commute ain't so bad. Ain't so bad. At least if the trucker convoy's not in town. You know, coming to your town soon. They're up in Titletown, apparently. Some sympathetic truckers. Meet with U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. So, you know, that'll be a Mensa meeting of sorts, I suspect. Want to hear from you if you got some Irish plans, maybe some March Madness plans. You know, March Madness, I believe it kicked off. I did do my brackets. Now, Ebone, did you do your brackets or just day drinking?
I don't even know. I don't even know how to do a bracket.
You guys suck.
Who are these teams? Who are these people?
You know, I've had no fun with any of my colleagues here at work. I mean, it's like, what, do we have to do political brackets or none of you people know the cast of characters?
I just need to be shown the way.
Can't you pick your favorite mascot? I think my wife does it that way.
I like that.
At least she's filled out a bracket before. I asked you before we went on the air today. I said, hey, Evan, you got any great St. Paddy's Day stories? No, not really.
No, I have one. It's radio friendly enough. It's really, really short.
Okay,
In Newville for St. Patrick's Day.
Where's Newville?
It's right outside of Edgerton. It's in between Edgerton and
Stoughton. So this has got to be a hell of a small town because I've lived in Wisconsin all my life, and I'm an hour away from Edgerton, and I never heard of Newville.
Tiny little town, but Caroline Spine rolls into
what?
The village.
What? I've heard of them.
Yeah, great band, too. Great band. Jimmy Newquist. We like Jimmy Newquist. And our band, Exmoor is the name of the band at the time.
What is it? Iron Plow? Oh, that's rocker. What's your band?
It was Exmoor. This was some years ago.
And what do you play in the band?
I'm a bass player.
Is it more difficult when you've been drinking, let's say, on St. Paddy's Day?
Oh, yeah. But, you know, you multiply the fun. But, yeah, we were tasked around with driving the band members of Caroline Spine around. You know, they wanted food or they wanted to go to the store. We'd drive them around. These guys got so messed up, and they weren't just drinking. It was pretty wild. Just to sort of, you know, you're 21 years old. You're with an actual rock star. You're having an excellent time. But, I mean, oh, yeah, yeah. Those guys partied much harder than I.
Did you remain more sober than the band?
And it was because of how intense, how hard they were going. It made me think about my life, my choices.
That sort of come to Jesus sort of evening, like, man, I gotta start living a different sort of lifestyle.
Well, that's how it started.
And how did the evening end? Because one of the craziest, I see callers, and be patient, callers. Evan will get to you in a minute, but this is his story. He's got to finish it. So how did the evening end? Did you check yourself into rehab, or what happened?
No, I got a ride home. We had an excellent, excellent show at a bar that's no longer around, right there on the river. Maybe somebody can recall. It's
I didn't even know the town was around, but please continue.
Nice little rock town. And I lived another day. That's sort of the punchline. I don't remember how the night ended.
It ended with morning.
I know we got paid.
Or early after. And you got paid.
Yeah.
So that's a win-win for everybody. I'll let you get back to the phones. That's Evan. He's lightly screening your calls. You know, if you've been day drinking, that's okay. Just, you know, you got to be coherent on some level. And we're going to come back. I want to get this one started. I got to find Wisconsin-centric guest, Joe Sopecki. Ozopecki. A fine dim strategist joining me at about 4:30. And I want to ask him about this troubling story out of Wisconsin. Wisconsin Republican, it says the GOP. I think that means multiple parties. Close to fisticuffs as Trump's decertification scheme causes Republican civil war. Civil war, I tell you, is going on in the state of Wisconsin. And Trump put a little message out there today. He directed it at Speaker Robin Foss. He's coming for his ass. So it's getting kind of interesting here in the state of Wisconsin. You know, it's kind of like a St. Paddy's Day bar time scene where it's kind of ugly. Some want to fight. Some got beer goggles. You know, it just gets sloppy and ugly at the end of amateur hour. Well, that's the way it is. Right here in the great state of Wisconsin, it's happening in real time. They're descending into darkness. And they want to decertify the election of 2020. Hell, this Rand Jam guy we keep talking about, I think he wants to decertify all the elections back to 1996. As far as I can tell, Rand Jam thinks Bob Dole is your duly elected president. Well, come back. We got more of this hour, another big hour, and then a bigger hour. They're all big hours around here, especially on holiday like St. Paddy's Day. Little Friday Eve airing of the grievances. We'll come back with the phones next. 844-967-2789.
You know the finger.
Yes, I know the finger.
Don't drive angry. Don't drive angry.